Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Let us pray. God, give us hearts to know your love, ears to hear your whispers, eyes to see your glory, and lips to speak only your truth. Amen. Please. Last week, we got to talk about who we are. The gospel was John telling us about Jesus' calling of his first disciples. And Jesus renames Peter, which makes us question who we are. Our gospel today is a similar story set in a different location with the same two brothers being called as disciples. But that's okay, because there's other good stuff in there too. And it's also okay, because I really want to talk to you about Paul. Paul is writing to a church that makes us question, along with who are we, whose are we? He writes and encourages them not to argue about whether you belong to Paul or Stephanas or anybody else, and closes that part of his argument with, has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? He calls to question these arguments that they're having in this community about who they belong to, what part of the faith they belong in. In a very real way, this is just like when we argue today about, oh, are you an Episcopalian? Are you Catholic? Are you Presbyterian? It's the same thing. It's the same argument we've been having for 2,000 years since Jesus died and rose again. And we have those arguments even today, and we have the benefit of the history. This community to which Paul writes only has had one visit from Paul at this point. He set up a church. He said Jesus was a pretty cool guy. And then he left. And they're trying to figure out what they believe. Who is Jesus? And what are we? It makes us question whose we are. And his answer is the same as his answer is to us today. That Christ is not divided, even if we are divided. Christ is the one who died and rose, even if we argue about who Christ is. And I want to talk about this, whose are we today, because it's not just about denominations. In our current climate, and in the months to come, we will all face the question of whose are you? I think we all get it, but I'm going to say, do you belong to the elephant or to the donkey? We're going to have that question. And our answer today and always is meant to be, I belong to Christ. That is where our loyalty is to lie. Whatever else is going on, whatever else ideologically or politically or even about our denominational divides, because we all have feelings on that, our number one claim on our very being is the man represented by the fish being held up right here. Jesus. The number one claim on ourselves, on our beings, is meant to be, the love, the mercy, and the justice of Jesus Christ. Everything else that we do, even on a windy morning, everything else that we do is to follow that love, that mercy, and that justice. That's what Paul invites us to see this morning. He says, I know that you're divided. Paul, by the way, in case you don't know, because we don't talk about it that often, was kind of an outcast in his own right in this early Christian community, because he wanted to preach to everybody. He wanted everybody to be included in the saving grace of Jesus Christ. James, in Jerusalem, wanted it to be exclusive. Only if you are Jewish, only if you have lived into the promises of Abraham, can you partake in the salvation of Jesus Christ. They didn't get along very well because they said the two different things about who Jesus was. And then they figured it out. Oh yeah, it's Jesus, not us, that gets to decide. Jesus, who walks around and heals everybody, whether they were Jewish or not. Jesus, who, and now I'm going to circle back to the gospel because I feel like I should. Jesus, who, when his good friend, his cousin, and his baptizer is arrested and he hears about it, unjustly arrested because he's a political and religious dissident who nobody was happy with. Jesus, rather than staying in Jerusalem and performing haughty miracles on the steps of the temple in Jerusalem, goes back home to the people of Galilee. Jesus, who has a chance after John's arrest to be the big guy on campus, to say, John's been arrested. Come, be with me. Let's do some miracles. Let's make waves. He knows that the way to change the world is by going home and not just being there, but loving the people there so much that even Rome heard about it. He went back to the backwoods. I've lived in some backwoods in my day. Galilee was looked at so poorly that somebody even deigns in the Gospels to say, what good can come out of Nazareth? There's nothing there. Galilee, where on a regular basis, during this time, the Romans were crucifying people for speaking out against the empire. Galilee, where everybody was taxed so much that they couldn't work. And they were sold into slavery to pay their debts. Galilee is where Jesus went. Not where the rich were. Not where the powerful were. But where those who were oppressed, those who were sent away from Jerusalem because they couldn't be within the walls. That is where Jesus, the Son of God, went when his ministry really needed to happen. You and I, in acknowledging that we are Christ's, and all the lifted up things that we know that means because Christ lived and died and was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. We know it means glorious things, but the thing that we forget sometimes is that being Christ's is dirty. That being Christ's means getting your hands dirty, letting someone touch you and healing them when all your friends say, get away from him, you dog. That's what Christ chose to do with his ministry here on earth. So from Paul acknowledging whose we are, It gives us a call for what we're to do about it. He says, you're not Paul's. You're not Stephanus's. You're not anybody else. You belong to Jesus Christ. Born in a backwater. Fled from the empire at the age of 2. Returned under the cover of darkness. Jesus was a street preacher. He went and taught in the synagogues in this area, such as the synagogues were. But he healed people in their homes. A great sermon I was listening to the other day by the Reverend Dr. Michael Jefferson, who's the assistant rector or assistant professor of homiletics preaching at my old seminary. He was preaching at a conference. And while I could get into how many conferences the Episcopal Church has and how much that puts everybody in their box even further, he called us out of the comfort zone and reminded everyone that Jesus healed people not because everybody saw it, but because he loved them. And Jesus loved people because he saw them. And if we don't go to where we can see people that need us, if we aren't willing when we leave this place to walk out of a comfortable area to those who need us the most, not only can we not heal, but we cut ourselves away from the ability to love. So in this time, when we're about to get all sorts of phone calls and emails, and our news programs will have all of the "whose are you" kind of questions. If you really belong to this, you will do this. We all know those calls are coming. Let our first priority be, I am Christ's. And the love and mercy and justice of Jesus Christ calls me to do this. Don't let a label define who you are or whose you are. Amen.